It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Scott Hayes. He is a producer from Missouri. He is serving as president of the National Pork Producers Council. Scott, thanks for visiting with us here today. We're going to talk about a trip. I understand you went to the World Meat Congress. It was held in Europe. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. But one of the things that the pork industry is having to deal with is Proposition 12 out in California. I guess kind of give us a status on that. Where are we at with that right now? And what does it look like for compliance as we get to January 1st, 2024?
Well, since the court case was announced, we've worked closely with California to try to have a smooth implementation of Prop 12. You know, we felt like it was important for the consumers in California, but also the producers across the country, not to have a disruption in product. Obviously, there's going to be some, and we've seen some. There's a little bit of supply issue. Won't know the full effect till January 1 because of the agreement that we came to with California on the transition. But we're seeing an issue with price as well for the consumers out there. In August, the price of cuts that fall under Prop 12 were up 27% in California, while in the rest of the country they were actually down 2%. So I think there's going to be some buyer's remorse out there. I'd certainly encourage other states, if they're looking at something like this, spend some time, wait a while and see what really happens here in California. Unfortunately, you know, it's like we said, the poor kids are the ones that's going to get hurt the most. The ones that need that protein, need the vitamins and minerals that you can get from meat, primarily from meat. You know, they're the ones that are going to get shorted.
One other thing I was going to ask you about, you brought it up, a recent trip to Europe, World Meat Congress. What was that all about? What was the purpose of that gathering?
So the World Meat Congress is an event that happens every other year, my understanding, and there's about 40 countries that belong to that group. And so we talked about meat production and meat consumption around the world. It happened in the Netherlands this time. And so it had a very strong European event to it, and came away, I guess I would say, disappointed. It felt more like an environmental conference. And there's some folks out here that should be focused on producing food for people that are really their top priority is, in their words, saving the planet, and that's trumping food production. So there's going to be some folks that really suffer around the world if we stay on this path that we have to save the planet, or that the planet's going to end in 20 years, or, you know, a very short time period. There's going to be people that suffer if we go to those extreme measures.
And that is disappointing to hear that, but by the same token, it maybe is an opportunity for red meat production out of the United States, including pork producers, huh?
It could be. Europe is reducing meat consumption rapidly. The countries that they're exporting, they've been the number one exporter of pork for a long time, the EU as a whole. We will probably take that spot from them next year. And if the numbers hold true that we see, the trends that we see out there, it'll be a long, long time before they ever hold that spot again, if they ever do.
Thanks for joining us here today. Again, that's Scott Hayes, a producer from Missouri, president of the National Pork Producers Council. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call the office in Lincoln at 888-627-7675 and check them out online at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.